Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I just feel like the process is already so bad. If the report was true that John Hollinger reported in The Athletic that, you know, the Bulls had potentially the Grizzlies draft pick to take for Lonzo, you do that trade 100 times out of 100. That's not second guessing. This is like obvious that would have been an amazing return for Lonzo. You know, what is he going to do with Vooch? What's he going to do with Kobe? Yeah. Like, just seems like Arturs is always late and it backfires, right. And it hurts the team and he sucks.
Ricky O'Donnell of SB Nation doesn't pull a lot of punches. He has covered the Bulls for a really long time, and he's got long thoughts, which is why we thought it was appropriate to bring him on to the Spiegel and Holmes show and talk to him about the draft as we get ready for the Bulls and drafting. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Ricky, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it, man. So, yeah, Arturs gets to be bad and keep his job. Everybody gets to keep their job and just roll on. But we do have a very public face swap that has arrived. Mark Eversley's going to speak tonight. We just got word Mark Eversley's going to be on the Score tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. What do you make of Eversley as front man tonight and tomorrow for Bulls draft news?
Well, I think it's a signature trait of a Jerry Reinsdorf executive that you have to be very thin-skinned. We saw this with John Paxson before when he once called the interviews on your radio station interrogations, and it feels like Arturs Karnišovas also doesn't want to face the music. So feels to me like he's hiding a little bit. Eversley is going to be the one, you know, speaking tonight after the draft to you guys tomorrow. To me, it's just a little embarrassing. Arturs should be out here defending his process, not being ashamed of, you know, any secret Reinsdorf extensions. And I think he should be facing the music instead of putting it on Eversley.
Yeah, and it's funny, at the end of the year press conference, he kind of like puffed out his chest in a weird way where he's like, yeah, you're the same person that picked us to only win 29 games. And look at us, we won 39 games. And I was like, oh, that is a strange flex that you're making right there, Arturs. So I'm not surprised that maybe they want to change the way that they approach their messaging.
Well, that's the other thing. So I don't know if it's counterpoint that I want to go, or is just necessarily Eversley's better at it, right? Don't you think Eversley has potential to be better at articulating whatever the vision is than Arturs, Ricky?
Yeah, I think you can't get any worse than Arturs when it comes to explaining your thought process. So that checks out to me. And I'm interested to hear what Eversley has to say. He has given some good interviews over the years. So, you know, we'll see what the Bulls do tonight. And it's definitely going to be a critical offseason for them, full of important decisions to shape the future of the franchise.
Ricky, when you look at the major injuries inside of the Eastern Conference, what do you think it will do to the Bulls' strategy? Because there's a part of me that worries that their strategy is, well, a lot of other teams are getting worse, so that immediately makes us better, versus them going out and actually trying to get better.
Yeah, I just don't think they're close enough yet for like an all-in sort of move to acquire a highly paid veteran. They really need to go the other way and just be thinking that like, all right, let's acquire some future assets. What we have here isn't really working and they can prioritize the future. But Arturas's vision is to go for young players with experience. To me, you only get young players with experience if the team that drafted them doesn't want to hold on to them. So I think it's just a very flawed plan at its core. And it's really trying to take a shortcut instead of doing a proper rebuild. And when Arturas was talking to the media, he said that, you know, he wants to take a patient approach, or he wants the fans to be patient, I should say. And really, I think the fans want him to be patient and they want him to build this thing organically in a way that is sustainable for a team that can be competitive for an Eastern Conference championship. And when Arturas talks about being competitive, it seems like his bar is to be the eighth seed in the East. That is a pathetically low bar that no one should be satisfied with. So that's what I would worry about with the Bulls. Do they try to accelerate this rebuild a little bit too soon at the cost of future assets? Hey, right now, at the moment, the Bulls have all their draft picks. We haven't said this in a long time. They also only have one bad contract on the books at the moment with Patrick Williams. He's only making $18 million a year. It's not really a debilitating contract in terms of the team building sense. So I would just like the Bulls to take a long-term sober view at where they're really at in the East and try to prioritize the future over the present.
I saw some of your choices for the Bulls where they sit at number 12, and one of them is Kaman Maluach from Duke. I was reading more about his situation, and I'm worried about if you do pick him, no matter what team in the NBA, including Toronto, and maybe even especially Toronto, the visa situation seems to be something to worry about with even with a player that's got great pedigree and great size. I wonder if there is a political element that might cause people to not draft this young man from South Sudan.
Yeah, that would be heartbreaking and disgusting and totally unacceptable. So hopefully that doesn't happen. As a prospect, I really love Maluach. I think that he has an enormous ceiling. He was discovered by Luol Deng back in the day. He's only been playing basketball for 5 years. He already played in the Olympics this past season on South Sudan's team at only 17 years old. The rapid progression of his game in the short time he's been playing the sport has been really astounding. And, you know, he's also 7'1" barefoot with a 7'6" wingspan. He's a good free throw shooter. He's an elite finisher inside on pick and rolls. And I think he's going to shoot threes long term. He wants it to be part of his game, even though Duke wouldn't let him do it last year. So to me, he's the home run pick. Like if the Bulls did tank and ended up getting the third or fourth pick in the draft, I would want them to take Maluach. I don't think he's going to be on the board at number 12, but I'm really rooting for him. And I certainly hope that, you know, his career is able to play out as it should.
Wow, home run pick. That'd be your guy tonight. If he falls to 12, or I mean, where are you on Derek Queen? We talked a lot about Derek Queen earlier in the show.
Yeah, Derek Queen's cool. To me, he's one of the boom or bust pick of this draft. You just don't see big men who can handle the ball as well as Derek Queen can handle the ball. And he's 6'10", 250 pounds. Guys just bounce off him. Is an elite driver of the basketball. He can play through contact. He can finish through contact. So he's just a really unique player. Now, the thing that gets me about Queen is I don't know how he translates to being a role player in the league. I think he's either going to be an all-star with the ball in his hands, or he's going to really struggle because he's kind of a zero position defender. He's just not a very good defensive prospect, especially for a big man. He only made 7 threes last year. So floor spacing, not really part of his game. And I think that really, like, you have to run the offense through him. What you want to do is surround him with sort of athletic wings and defenders the same way the Houston Rockets have surrounded Alperen Şengün and let him create with the ball in his hand. So I'm hoping that Queen finds a good situation. He's a really fun player to watch. And, you know, he was someone I was skeptical of a little bit during the season for the reasons I laid out. But he was just so special in the tournament. And sometimes when you see a guy who's that big who can drive the way he can, you can talk yourself into the ceiling. So if the Bulls do take Derek Queen tonight, I'll talk myself into it. And I just hope that they're able to sort of put him in the right context to be the best player he can be.
What do you think they should do with Josh Giddey?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, I think it's important for the Bulls not to bid against themselves when it comes to Josh Giddey. And when that Kristaps Porzingis trade went down last night, a three-team deal between the Celtics, the Nets, and the Hawks, the Nets got a first-round pick for free, basically, for taking on a bad contract. And Terrence Mann, that takes up a little bit of their cap space. The Nets are really the only team that had cap space this summer. So now who is going to bid against the Bulls for Josh Giddey? The only team that could really do it is Brooklyn. They just took themselves out of the game to get a free first-round pick. I think that's a very smart move on their part. So if I were the Bulls, I mean, you got to try to keep his salary low just because hopefully when they inevitably fire Arturis, somebody else can reshape the team and try to move off Josh Giddey without it being too onerous of a contract. I think something around $20 million would be fair. And I don't think Josh Giddey's going to find a better deal anywhere else. So that's probably where I would try to draw the line.
I was giggling because I was imagining who above Arturis would make like a holistic decision like that. Like, well, we better, you know, let's try and keep this in line for the next guy. Ricky, I was thinking about you because I realize just how much I'm going to miss Peter Patton. When I look at all these people, I mean, you wrote about Colin Murray-Boyles, who has shooting issues. There's Jack Kachonis, the Lithuanian from Illinois, only shot 31.8% from last year. Igor Demin, or is it Demin? I think it's Demin. His three-point percentage is an issue. Even Lawrence's guy, McNeely, was a 31% three-point shooter. Like, everybody needs a shooting coach, and they fired the shooting coach. So it doesn't bode well for me.
Makes no sense. They better hire another one. Because if you're the Chicago Bulls and you're printing money, selling out every game, and you know bringing fans to the United Center to watch a mediocre product, the least you could do is invest in the infrastructure of the team. I think hiring Peter Patton immediately paid dividends for the Bulls. It's disappointing he's not back. I sure hope they hire a replacement instead of just saving some money for the Reinsdorfs to pocket. But there's definitely a lot of prospects in this class who do need to improve their shooting. Colin Murray-Boyles, who is my preferred pick for the Bulls at number 12, I would be thrilled if the Bulls could get him. You know, the big hole in this game is shooting. So I think he has the mentality, after talking to him at the draft combine, to improve his shot. He has the work ethic to do it. But, you know, hopefully the Bulls or whichever team drafts him can give him the infrastructure to continue to develop his shot and help him be the best player he can be.
Ricky, what do you think of Buzelis, and what did you think pre-draft last year of Buzelis?
Yeah, so one of the things I do every year is the day after the draft, I publish my early draft board for next year. And when I did that for the 2024 draft, the day after the 2023 draft, Buzelis was number one. So I loved his high school tape, thought it was really excellent. When he went to the G League Ignite, he struggled quite a bit. You saw some of the strength concerns. You saw the shooting just completely bottom out, going back to the pro line instead of, you know, the high school line. But I thought he had a fantastic rookie season. And to me, he's the only real reason to be excited about the Bulls' future. His shot blocking was astounding, I thought. He finished like top 15 in the NBA in block rate. To me, having a forward who can block shots like that gives you some more flexibility with the type of center you're going to put next to him. Potentially, he could be a good fit next to Derek Queen. If you know, you need more of a rim protector next to Queen, Bezelis can provide some of that. I thought Bezelis's shooting was definitely a pleasant surprise last year. How much do you credit Peter Patton for that? And will Bezelis's shooting revert a little bit without Patton on staff? You hope not. But I just think he's got a really complete game. He's a much tougher player than he looks at first glance because he's so skinny. I think he's got a nice bag of moves in the half court to attack the hoop. And Bezelis looks like a great pick to me. I think that he can be a really solid player for the Bulls. I think he could potentially be one of the best players coming out of the 2024 draft class. And I think, you know, they got that one right. At least it looks like they did so far.
What's Ace Bailey doing?
I love Ace Bailey. So I was in the gym to watch Ace Bailey against Northwestern. And that was some of the greatest stuff I've ever seen in my life. He had 37 points in that game on 10 dribbles. It was a rise and fire masterclass during a game when Dylan Harper was out. And you could see everything that makes him potentially a special prospect. 7-foot wingspan, huge athleticism, great shot-making touch. You want to buy into it, you want to believe. But to me, Ace Bailey just doesn't really know how to play basketball yet, and that's fine. He was born in, like, I think August 2006. He's a baby. He never even saw Devin Hester return kicks as a rookie.
Oh my God.
I would say that Bailey needs to improve his feel for the game. How do you improve your feel for the game other than just, like, get older and practice more? I'm not really sure. To me, his focus is just a total wild card. He just doesn't seem engaged when he's on the basketball floor. At the same time, though, he's got these ridiculous athletic tools defensively where he can recover to the rim and block shots and do some special things. So I'm rooting for Ace Bailey. I hope that he gets in a good situation for himself, but it sure sounds like Ace Bailey's camp is pushing him towards a team where he can up his points per game and try to be a primary option, more so than be a 3-and-D style role player, which I think would be the best scenario for him. So it's been a tough go for sure for Ace Bailey, but hey, he's betting on himself. He wants to make a lot of money in his second contract. I can't hold that against him.
Remember the reports of this wacky offseason and all the trading that was going to happen? And we've seen a bunch of it already. Over-under is set at 0.5 for Bulls on the roster to be traded as part of the draft tonight. Over-under.
It's part of tonight's draft. You know, when in doubt, expect Arturis Karnišovas to do nothing. That's kind of his MO since he's become the Bulls' general manager. So I would take the under on that one for sure. But we'll see. I mean, this roster needs a lot of work. So if someone is whispering in his ear, pushing him to work a little bit harder, try a little bit harder, it should be over.
Ricky, thanks so much for the time and for damn for the truth. We appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.